Good day, everyone. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right after this.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2.
Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities this morning. And Tom, let's start with a check on our livestock futures. Why don't you kind of recap how they finished yesterday?
Well, Dave, we saw a fantastic upside yesterday. The cattle complex closed positive. It was led by higher, by technical and fund buying, along with a tripping of buy stops on the way up. Now, all the feeder cattle contracts made new highs for the week, which are new highs for the current move. And we also saw the cold storage report come out yesterday, which might put a little damper on things. September red meat stocks, beef and pork stocks were all the highest September stocks on record. Compared to a year ago, red meat stocks are up 23.7%, the beef stocks up 31.3%, and pork stocks up 19.2%. And we did see the choice box beef up 98 cents yesterday, select boxes down 12, total movement 125 loads, cattle kill 107,000 head, cash feeder index was up $1.18, and this afternoon is the monthly cattle on feed report. On the close yesterday, December live cattle were 60 cents higher, November feeder cattle up $2.82, and December lean hogs down 57 cents.
We'll check the grains right after this.
Hey, cattle producers, the 11th annual Chris Black Cream of the Crop Bull Sale is set for this Monday, October 26th, starting at 1 p.m. The sale will be held at the ranch near Crawford, Oklahoma. The sale will be featuring over 100 powerful future club calf producers and many promotable AI sire prospects. Also, they'll be offering 30 elite spring-bred females as well. For more information, contact our friend Chris Black at 580-309-0711. Or you can go to their website, blackherfordranch.com.
Well, Tom, let's take a look at our grain futures here this morning. How did those grains finish yesterday?
Well, we saw what started out to be maybe the third straight session of seeing upside in the wheat, corn, and soybeans, but it did not last long as it turned negative, and we closed negative in all three commodities yesterday. Technical and fund trading has dominated trading this week for the grain and the soybean futures, helping push them up and push them down also. The weekly export sales are still running behind last year's levels, with the corn down 35%, soybeans down 22%, and the wheat down 17%. Today is expiration November options, and the overnight price action has been mixed, but is currently on the positive side, with December KC wheat 2 cents higher, December corn up a quarter of a penny, November soybeans a penny and a quarter higher, December cotton's up 32 points, December crude oil 15 cents higher, December dollar index is up 2 cents, and December Dow Jones futures up 154 points.
Now, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, then call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time here today. Now, you have a great weekend. We'll check in with you again on Monday. And that's going to wrap it up for us here this morning. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.